Today's the first Sunday of Advent. And Advent, as many of you know, means coming. The coming of our Lord Jesus. And the scriptures are about being prepared, being ready. And it reminds me of a story about a parishioner who called her pastor one day and said, "I need a little help. My father just won a $30 million lottery, but he's 96 years old, has heart trouble, and I'm concerned that if I tell him, he will have a heart attack. Would you mind paying him a visit?" Of course, the pastor agreed. Sitting in the old gentleman's home, they talked about sports, the weather, life in general. Finally, the pastor asked the old man, "Suppose you won $30 million. How would that change your life?" The old man thought a couple moments and said, "It wouldn't. I would still have arthritis and still be 96 years old." He paused again and then said, "In fact, if I won $30 million, I would give it to the church." That's when the pastor had a heart attack. It's hard to be prepared for things we're not expecting. Jesus said to his disciples, "But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Keep awake and be ready, because you don't know on what day the Lord your Lord is coming." Have you ever considered what it was like in the days of Noah? Earlier this week, my wife was watching the movie The Impossible. As I watched parts of it with her, I thought of this scripture that we read this morning. The movie follows an Australian family that survived the great tsunami of 2004. The family was on vacation at a beach resort in Thailand. They had arrived a day or so before the event. They were all by one of the pools playing. The children, they had three of them. One was about 12. The other two were around 5 or 7 or something in that area. They were all relaxing and playing. And then there was this growing rumble. The ground began to shake. And then there was this enormous wave that came crashing through the resort, snapping down trees like toothpicks and crushing the resort buildings, and then engulfing the people. All of a sudden, their lives were turned upside down. No one in that movie, no one in that family in the movie were lost. But there were many who did die in that tsunami. Over 230,000. I suspect the days of Noah also could be compared to what was happening in Pompeii, that right before the mountain Vesuvius blew up. The people were simply going about their day-to-day business. And then the eruption and that wave of heat came down into Pompeii. That wave of heat was between 360 and 600 degrees. And finally, at the day of Noah itself, we see people were eating, drinking, and working when the rains began. And in all three situations, the world ended for those people. All of a sudden, life as they had known it was over. When we really understand what Jesus was saying here, we see that it was really kind of scary. No, actually, really kind of terrifying. The warning Jesus gives his disciples has two parts. The first part has to do with the suddenness of the coming. It will clearly catch people by surprise, just like the flood did Noah's generation, as the volcano did the people of Pompeii, like the tsunami did the people of Indonesia and Thailand. Unlike a person who has terminal illness and knows that his or her time is limited, the people in those situations thought there would be a tomorrow for them. They had planned for a tomorrow. They had planned for next month. And for those who had just gotten married, they were planning to have a happy life with many years together. for the teens and children, they were expecting to grow old and to get married or have a career or something. No one was expecting that their lives would end that day. No one was expecting the suddenness of the event. And there's nothing that can be done about the suddenness of the event to which Jesus referred. Jesus doesn't give us a particular time. We're told in the Psalms that our times are in God's hands, that He has measured out our days. Thankfully, we don't know when Jesus will return, nor how long each of us has to live. Only God knows. But Jesus doesn't leave the disciples with simply a feeling of helpless fate. We're not simply to wait with a sense of dread that death is just around the corner. We're not to hang out in a bomb shelter. But neither are we to blithely live our lives as though nothing will ever change. Change is coming. We just don't know when. And Jesus tells us to be ready, to keep awake. Well, what does He mean, keep awake? Does that mean we need to stay up all night and not put on our pajamas? I have a 2-year-old granddaughter that would love it if that's what it meant. But obviously that's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about living our lives with the understanding that this life is not the complete story. This is only chapter 1. Sometimes I hear people say, I know God has me here for a reason. I just don't know what that reason is. Sometimes people have the idea that God has each of us here to do a particular action or for a particular event, like Queen Esther or something, some big momentous deed. And it's true. You are here for a momentous action. And I can tell you what I know. I know what it is. I know the reason God has you here. And if you're old, I know why God has you still here. And we can all know because Scripture tells us. When we're called to follow Jesus, you and I do not have a physical Jesus that we can stand next to or walk behind. Our following of Him, therefore, is to learn from His teachings and the teachings of His apostles. This doesn't mean we are simply to pick up a bunch of rules and learn how to live with don't do this or do this. Jesus didn't come to simply bring us more rules. Jesus came to bring us a new life. What we are to learn from Jesus and His apostles is how to become a new people. When Adam disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, humanity, all of humanity was corrupted. And humanity has had troubles ever since. God put His redemption plan into action through Jesus. It was through this plan Jesus showed us humanity His unbelievable love with Jesus on the cross. And now through faith in Him, you and I are being made into new people. We are becoming like humanity was meant to become in the beginning. This is the job Jesus has given us to do. That's why you're here. God has made us here so that we can learn to live like Jesus. We're here to show the world around us what a new person, what this new humanity looks like. St. Paul tells us we are to be stars in a world of darkness. We are therefore to be working at becoming more patient, kinder, less easily aggravated. This is our mission. This is our goal. God doesn't tell us to wait and we'll become new people after we're dead. That's how some people think. They think that they're going to be angels after they die so they don't have to worry about it now. That's not ever what the Bible teaches us. No, our new life is to begin right now. This is what Jesus means when He says we're to be ready. We're to be working at becoming these new people. Is it easy, this becoming a new person? No, it's very hard. We have to unlearn how we've been living and how we've been thinking. Our world teaches us that it's not a natural thing to want to serve others. Our world teaches us it's not natural to forgive others when we've been hurt or offended. The world teaches us it's not natural to want to give our money back to God out of thankfulness. The world teaches us it's not natural to try to be loving and kind to others when others have been acting ugly to us. And it isn't natural for us to begin with. But we need to understand this. It's this type of humanity that we need to become. It's this type of humanity, this loving, forgiving, serving, and giving, that will be the ones living and ruling with Jesus on the new earth. If we refuse to try to change, if we decide, well, we don't really want to live like that, guess what? We don't belong with Jesus. We don't belong because we're not really his followers. And therefore, we will not be ready when he returns. It's hard to be prepared for things that we're not expecting. That's why Jesus warns us to keep awake, to be prepared, to keep on working at becoming this new people he has enabled us to become. Things are going to change. Out of love for him, we're going to be working hard at becoming these new people he, through the cross, has made us able to become. Are we ready? Are we awake? Amen.